Greg Ruberg is with me by phone. Thank you so much for being with us this morning, Greg.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. And let's see, we used to check in so often, and now it's nice to have it be a little more relaxed, but it does mean that there's more to talk about, too. I think you have some exciting news about some reopenings. Let's begin with that.
Yeah, I'll start with reopening of our outpatient services department, specifically surgery and procedures at Lakeview. As you recall, you know, throughout the pandemic, we were able to keep that service going, but we this past spring, we experienced some workforce challenges and staffing, and we had to put that on pause for a couple of months. So that extended throughout the summer, and I'm happy to announce we just reopened that back on Tuesday and did a full day on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week.
Great. And I just want to highlight one more time that just to have services expanding in a rural area is an accomplishment in itself. So thank you for all the work that goes behind something like that. We are part of the real world, though, and I know there's many challenges facing medical care and Lakeview in particular at this time. Do you want to share some of those with us?
Yeah, just a little bit more on the surgery and procedures in terms of what we did. When we paused, we had a number of our staff stayed on and helped us do some restructuring and rebuilding of the department. We hired on some new wonderful staff that joined us that helped, you know, with the reopening this week. And one of the things we're working really hard to do is we created a dedicated kind of a separate department, if you will. We used to have staff cross-trained between the hospital side and the outpatient services side, which was great. Our staff did a really nice job with that. But as we grew, we found just more and more difficulties with that. But to kind of transform how we deliver this care, we needed more staff and different staff and had to change all of our models. And that was part of the challenge over the summer as well. Hmm. Now, as we have reopened, we're going to recruit additional staff and eventually get to our plan of filling in our beautiful new space up on the second level of the expansion that we did a couple of years ago. And that will be the future site of our outpatient day surgery center of, you know, surgery procedures and have beautiful state-of-the-art facility, and we can, you know, bring a lot more specialties to Lake County and, again, serve our patients much better than we can in our space right now. So we're happy for that. We're working with specialists within our system to bring the appropriate specialties up to Two Harbors and serve Lake County much more effectively.
Yeah, what kind of specialties are we talking about? Like, what kind of options are there?
Well, right now, in what we have done in the past, we've done general surgery, ophthalmology, gastroenterology, pain procedures using anesthesiologists. And so we've been able to do kind of anything that we would consider to be kind of a day surgery or a day procedure. We have plans for kind of more expansive day surgery. You know, we're looking at things like orthopedics in the future, you know, the things that we can do in our facility that don't require the inpatient stays and overnight hospital stays, because some of those are better done in a larger facility where they do more of them, like, you know, total hips and total knees, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But we received a lot of feedback from our community about services that they want here, and we're working really hard to bring those. But again, to your point before, is we are challenged much the same as probably every other industry in finding enough staff in all of these areas to support it. So we're very careful to bring the services that we can optimize, you know, initially, and then as we kind of build that department, we'll bring on more as we go. So we're always looking. We get lots of good feedback, and the feedback this week was just really satisfying from our patients and their families about, I finally can have my services back in town where parking's 10 feet from the door and I know the staff, and it was efficient and effective, and we get some thank you emails and calls, which was great.
That is wonderful. Good to hear good things, not just always new demands. When you talk about the things that the community wants, is there any sort of salient or simple things that you are hearing from the community that are directing you? I'm sure different people want all different things, but are there any voices louder than the rest?
Well, you know, we would like to provide all services if we could, but we just realistically we can't. And so I'll give an example of, I think, one thing that we're going to bring back and staff again with this dedicated new kind of model of staffing at Lakeview, and that's infusion therapy services. And so infusion, and that can be blood transfusions, it can be chemotherapies, it can be, you know, infusions for things like rheumatoid arthritis. And so we built a new department for that. We built that. We opened it up right in the middle of the pandemic. So all of our plans had to be adjusted, which was challenging, of course. But our goal was we needed to provide the core services to our community and not so much the what we call the elective services. So that got put on hold as well. And that was a combination of pandemic and workforce and some other challenges internally. But again, we're going to rebuild that in the right way in a separate department staffed independently so it doesn't impact our inpatient ED care, because that's important to maintain stability. And so that's one that we're going to be bringing back. another request we've had is for a kidney dialysis.
Mm.
And this is something we continue to look at. The challenge we have, and I think any community would have in terms of our size, is can we do enough dialysis to really support or justify the program? And so we're always looking with kind of limited resources with staffing and other, can we do that? We've got some people that have been very, you know, good about reaching out and saying, you know, can you do this? What are your thoughts? And we're sharing information very transparently with them. But, you know, if we could wave a magic wand and do it, we would absolutely do it. But it creates a lot of, you know, requires equipment and staffing and training and then volume to support the program. So that's when I put in the more of the maybe category for maybe an example of what we can do and what we're evaluating. And then there's things that we probably will never do at Lakeview in terms of inpatient complicated neurosurgery. That those kinds of things just mm-hmm. don't make sense in a rural hospital. So there's kind of those three categories of probably most likely not, ones that we're evaluating, and things that we certainly can do as we have time to build.
Yeah. What category does birthing fall into? That's always my
interest. Birthing, yes, that's a hot topic. Again, I just read an article about another state that's lost three more hospitals that are no longer delivering babies, and I presented at a conference or a seminar yesterday with a CEO from Wisconsin, and they're taking an innovative approach where in that region of Wisconsin, they are doing births in a critical access hospital, but most of the hospitals around them have quit, so one of them had to do it. Now, Lakeview, it's just being this close to Duluth, I don't see us bringing back obstetrics at Lakeview just from a volume standpoint, a safety standpoint. Much like we've talked about, Grand Marais doesn't do it, Ely doesn't do it. It's becoming very challenging, though, across the country, and I think it's something that I don't know what the answer is, but I understand that we need hospitals that will deliver babies. It's just a matter of, you know, do they have the volume and can they assume the risk and do they have the physicians, both OB docs, family practice docs, and then surgeons when you need C-sections and things like that.
Yeah. I know you have a whole cadre of new doctors. How's that going?
It's going wonderful. We have been so fortunate. We were so fortunate before with our long-term physicians that had spent their careers at Lakeview and, you know, very well-respected, wonderful physicians. And my worry was we knew at some point they were going to retire. And if I worked very closely with them, myself and our clinic director, about a transition plan because they were all going to retire at about the same time or within a year
right.
or two, which exactly was happened. But our long-term physicians worked very closely with us on a staging plan to bring in new physicians. And we could not ask for a better provider team now. We have physicians, we have nurse practitioners, we have psychiatric nurse practitioner, we have a physician assistant, and we've got a kind of a full complement of providers that are meeting needs both in Two Harbors and Silver Bay. So there's not a single day that goes by that I'm not grateful for the kind of the quality of the provider team that we have. And we're just very, very fortunate.
Yeah, we are. And Greg, I appreciated your presence at the Housing Forum a few weeks ago. Has the housing difficulties for new staff mitigated at all recently, or is that as bad as it's ever been?
I would say it is not mitigated at all.
Okay.
The housing shortage is still there. It's still impacting, you know, our ability to hire physicians and other professionals to Lakeview. You know, every chance I get, if I hear of somebody that has a rental, you know, that may have an available time slot either now or in the future, I take their name and number and I keep a list so that if we have an employee we're trying to bring on and they need a rental at least to get started with their new job, that they've got a place to stay. And we have staff looking for homes still now. And what I'm hearing is you can find one that's, you know, maybe on the lower end that needs a lot of work, a lot of renovation to be habitable, or it's the $600,000 to $1 million home on the lake that our staff just simply can't afford. And so,
yeah.
And I always think if physicians coming to town can't afford the homes, many other of our employees, of course, can't either. So it's an ongoing challenge, and it's I don't see a solution anytime soon, but we have to try to fix this. And I thought the summit was a great start.
Yes. And I know going to county board meetings that the market values are dropping. And so I'm hoping that prices will drop. That's kind of why I asked, but I guess it's a little too soon to see any real change like that. Greg, one final question. There has been a merger, and I'm sure there's a lot of curiosity, and I'm sure I'm not alone in feeling like I don't really understand the whys behind that, other than sort of what we hear officially about, you know, combining resources and various things like that. Is there anything special you want to tell us about the recent merger?
Yeah, I'll start by saying, you know, I think healthcare, our industry or healthcare in general in Minnesota is very, very challenged. And I would almost say we're probably in crisis in terms of hospitals and health systems really struggling financially, struggling with workforce, and all kinds of other things. We'll save that for another day. But
okay.
So as I think as hospitals and health systems look at how do we navigate this thing, how do we ensure that we're here for decades to come and we're financially viable, we're all looking for strategic partnerships or affiliations or different ways of kind of weathering this healthcare storm, if you will. So I'm really excited to talk about St. Luke's and Aspirus Health out of Wisconsin are moving closer to affiliation. And so that started, this past summer with some discussions around a letter of intent. And then just Monday of this week, on the 16th, St. Luke's and Aspirus signed what we call a definitive agreement. And that's an agreement with kind of specific terms of what an affiliation would look like if it were to be approved. And so we've got a couple more steps. We have an attorney general review, and we've got some other work that will happen, through the rest of this year. But what this would do is create a much more comprehensive healthcare system in Wisconsin, northwestern Wisconsin, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and then northeastern Minnesota. So Aspirus is based out of Wausau in Wisconsin. And they cover, again, that kind of central part of Wisconsin up into the UP of Michigan. And they currently have 17 hospitals, 75 clinics. They have home health and hospice, pharmacies, ground and helicopter transport. And they also have an insurance company. And so there's about 1,000 physicians and advanced practice clinicians at Aspirus, about 10,000 employees. If you compare that to St. Luke, St. Luke's has 2 hospitals and about 40 clinics. Mm. And again, a number of other kind of pharmacies, critical care, et cetera. St. Luke's has about 3,000 employees and about 300 providers. And so what this would do is create a much more comprehensive system. And when people have asked me about this, the one thing I will say is I'm aware of Aspirus. I know people that work in their different facilities, and they're very much focused on rural health care and do it very, very well. So they understand what it means to have a critical access hospital serving a community or communities and then having a tertiary hub that patients that need higher level of care can go to. So it's kind of a St. Luke's and Lakeview model, but it's just much more broad. So Aspirus has critical access hospitals all around them, and just they do a very nice job in rural health care. And what it does, it benefits patients and communities. There's more services are brought out to those smaller communities. There's more support for those hospitals to remain financially viable, but there's also a referral if you need a higher level of care.
So my follow-up question would be, this is not sort of a modeling our area after that area. It's more of joining with them. And like you said, I think this is probably for another interview because this is a major question. But obviously, we can't get a doctor in the UP even if we need it. So it wouldn't quite be the same system, right? But maybe I should save this for another day.
Yeah, we can talk more in detail about that later. I'd be happy to do that. But no, this is really about expanding the kind of the system of care across this entire region. So we're still going to be investing in Duluth and investing in Two Harbors and investing in Wilderness Health, just like we've always done. There's 2 points that make it helpful, I think, to maybe understand on a high level. So Aspirus has an electronic health record called Epic. And depending on who you ask, Epic is kind of the gold standard of electronic health records in health systems. So what Aspirus has said, there's really, 3 things. So number one, they're going to invest about $300 million over 8 years.
Okay.
So that's number one. Number two is they're going to bring Epic into St. Luke's and Lakeview within 24 months if this goes through, which means we're all going to be on one electronic health record platform where we can pull data, we can make referrals, we can focus on preventative health care, we can just improve the efficiency of health care all around. And that's a game changer. I mean, that kind of resource for a hospital like Lakeview or another rural hospital or even St. Luke's is really important. Third, and just as important, is Aspirus has their own health plan. And so that's something we don't have right now at St. Luke's and Lakeview. And so they can offer the health insurance product and they can offer the care delivery, which just makes healthcare more efficient. It lowers the cost of care, it improves the quality. So those 3 things are just really strong drivers, along with many, many other benefits. So this will be we can dive into this in more detail later if you want, but that's kind of the thing that, drives these, and we'll see benefits here in Lake County, very clearly with this affiliation.
Yes. Thank you, Greg. We're out of time, but you have packed a lot of information into a short time. So thank you so much for being with us here on the station, and I can't wait to hear more. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. That was Greg Ruberg, CEO of the Lakeview Clinic and Hospital.